This is Dr. Lee indicating follow-up progress note. Patient named Drumgo, D-R-U-M-G-O-L-E, George, G-E-O-R-G-E. Date of birth 12/26/1957. Place, future care, Sandtown. Date of service 10/18/2023. Patient seen today for follow-up and a subacute rehab. Patient has been doing fairly well. He denies any headache, dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. And the patient himself is a poor historian. He's lying on the bed and the right now no distress noted. On examination, he's awake, forgetful but disoriented. Blood pressure 122 over 66, pulse 76, temperature 97.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%. Heart rate max, hemocolic, isonectric, next up longevity, chest, not tender, lungs, no wheezing, heart tenderness 2, abdomen soft, non-tender bowels from past extremities, no edema, no cough tenderness, neuro, he's awake, forgetful, disoriented, has ambulatory dysfunction. No recent lab this month, the lab, previous lab in September, the WBC 7.4, hemoglobin 12.6, marker 39.2, platelet count pending, sodium 139, potassium 3.5, carotid 1, CO2 26, glucose 92, medications reviewed. Omeprazole, 40 mg daily for GERD, budesonide inhalation twice a day, includes Ellipta, one inhalation daily, Serivent Discus, S-E-R-E-V-E-N-T, Serivent Discus, one inhalation twice a day. Mirtazapine 7.5 mg daily. Scopolamine patch for increased secretions. DNF treatment Q, 4-hour PRN. Amlodipine 5 mg daily. Latanoprost 0.005% eye drops for glaucoma. To both eyes daily. Milk of magnesia 30 ml daily PRN for constipation. Vitamin D 50,000 units every 4 weeks. Benzonate capsule 100 mg 3 times a day. PRN for cough if needed. Sulfasalazine 500 mg 2 tablet twice a day. Flonase nasal spray 1 spray each nostril daily. Senacort for constipation daily. Baclofen 5 mg twice a day for muscle spasm. Albuterol nebulizer treatment Q 4-hour PRN if needed. Assessment, patient has a multiple medical problem. Previous CVA, next in dementia, next in hypertension, next in ambulatory dysfunction, next in hyperreactive airway disease. History of ulcerative colitis. History of COPD. Plan of care will continue all his current medication at present. Monitor oral intake. Discuss with the nursing staff. No news reported by the staff today. Next patient. Plater, P-L-A-T-E-R, Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A. Date of birth 9/26/1944. Palais Future Care Sandtown. Date of service 10/18/2023. Patient seen today at the nursing rehab for follow-up as a coverage for Dr. Ahmad, AHMED. Subjective, patient lying in the bed, no shortness breath, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. And patient is a poor historian, not answering any question. On examination, patient is awake, lying on the bed, no distress. Blood pressure, 120/70, pulse 76, temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 96%. And neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral.
Oh, he was looking for you, Mr. Sellers.
No wheezing, heart S2. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sound positive. Extremities contracted, no cough tenderness. Neuro patient awake, disoriented and forgetful. Patient skin, sacral pressure ulcer, stage 4. Being followed by the wound team. Assessment, patient has been admitted to the nursing for continuation of care with multiple medical problems. Number 1, CVA. Number 2, hyperlipidemia. Number 3, hypertension. Sacral pressure ulcer. Also expressive aphasia, contracted right upper extremity, right side weakness from the stroke, ambulatory dysfunction, history of vitamin D deficiency, dementia, plan of care, reviewed all the medication, wound care team, notes reviewed, will continue local skin care as per wound team. Recent labs, folate level 18.4, WBC 13.4, hemoglobin 7.6, hematocrit 28.0. RN level is 9, TIBC 192. Current medications. She's on daily vitamin supplement daily, lactulose 30 ml daily for constipation, calcium with vitamin D supplement daily, Seneca tablet daily, fluticasone nasal spray daily, baclofen 5 mg, TID for muscle spasms, aspirin and lidocaine patch 4% daily, Tylenol Extrasense 2 tablet twice a day, Sertraline 50 mg daily, Amlodipine 10 mg daily, Oxycodone 5 mg Q6 hour PRN, Bactrim DS 1 tablet BID for the wound infection. She underwent bedside debridement by the wound team. She tolerated the procedure. She's on vitamin C supplement and iron supplement. Because of the significantly low iron level, I will put her on the paracetamol 325 mg BID. We repeat iron level in 4 weeks. If it's still low, she may need IVR in. We'll discuss with the nursing staff. Patient also has a leukocytosis, will repeat labs, CBC. And BMP also. She has a chronic anemia. With multiple other comorbid conditions that need to be monitored very closely.